Fasting is a concept that is throughout the Bible, and we hear today about intermittent fasting and things like that, but what is it to fast for miracles? Now, that's the topic of a new book. I had the privilege of publishing it. It just came out, and it says, A 21-Day Journey to Seeing Faith Become Reality. The author is my guest today. She is Tammy Hodson-Piller. She's the wife of Phil Hodson-Piller. They co-pastor Influence Church in Southern California. They're a great couple. I actually got to meet them with the Reawaken America tour. And when she told me her passion about fasting, because this is a lifestyle for her, she had self-published a book about it before. And we started talking, and this is the book. It's just come out. She's on a media tour. In fact, she was in a media tour in my area, so I invited her onto my podcast to talk about her new book. You don't want to miss my conversation with Tammy Hodson-Piller. This is the Strang Report. I'm Stephen Strang.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. The Strang Report aims to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Well, welcome back, and I'm so happy to have as my guest one of our newest authors, Tammy Hodson-Piller, whose book, Fasting for Miracles, A 21-Day Journey, which is actually going on right now. Hopefully it'll happen many times in many places for many years. Mm-hmm. But tell me why. I know a little bit of your story because we published this book, but tell me and my readers why you did this book.
Well, first of all, thank you. I've not been in-house in the studio. So, Steve, a beautiful facility, and thank you for your faith, and thank you for what you've done all the years for people like myself that have a story to tell, and you put it in print. So I just want to acknowledge that and thank you. You know, I was sharing with you earlier, I've written many, many books, but this particular book changed my life. And a lot of people can probably remember back during the pandemic, and it was March 11th, 2020. I was actually in Cusco, Peru, doing a women's conference. And I received a call from my travel agent. She said, you better get out of Cusco really quickly because the airport's closing down. Now, this was the beginning of the pandemic, and we can all go back 2 years ago, if you can remember that mass chaos. And I say this because God's birthing things out of you through chaos. So I want to kind of teach and coach through this as well. We all just looked at what the enemy was doing. We didn't always look at what God was doing. And I remember coming home, one of the last flights that landed at LAX, and I thought, what's happening? And I'm an avid prayer walker. I've been a prayer walker for years. And I was on a prayer walk, and I remember asking God, what's happening? And this was before mask mandates and lockdowns at the very beginning of COVID-19. And I had a prophetic vision that I don't have many, and when I know when they're from God, they're real. And Steve, I saw this arrow, and it shot right in front of me. And on the arrow, it said fear. And it was pointing to a sea of humanity. And as quickly as that arrow left, another arrow shot, and on it, it said dissension. And it was pointing to local churches. And as quickly as that arrow went, a third one shot, and the world was just spinning out of control, and on the arrow it said confusion. Now, this is important because when God gives us prophetic words, he also gives us revelation. And he spoke to my spirit, and he said, pray against the arrows. And then he reminded me of the scripture. We've got to know the word of God because he uses the word of God when he gives us revelation. He said, we do not wrestle with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. And immediately I knew this was demonic. I knew this whole thing, COVID-19, I knew this pandemic to come. And the thing I want to say to those listening today and watching is, we don't war against one another, we war against principalities and powers. And on my walk, Holy Spirit said to me very clearly, fast with me, fast with me. And you know, growing up in the church, most of us as evangelicals don't practice fasting. Most of our churches, we don't understand the discipline. Yeah, it's hard
work. I remember
the
first time I fasted when I was in college.
Yeah.
During the Jesus movement. I literally thought I was going to die.
Sure.
I felt so bad.
Well, that's
bad.
The point. You're dying to your flesh. That's what we're supposed to do. But out of it came my first book, which I think we're going to even talk about revisiting, but Fasting with God. And then I knew my fast wasn't over, and I connected with you all, and we published this book, Fasting for Miracles, because I need a miracle in my life.
People need miracles. They want miracles.
Yeah, yeah.
And your book has been a real surprise, you know, kind of a first-time author in terms of bookstores, at least. And but I think it's kind of the right book at the right time. And I've heard stories about even Roman Catholics are getting behind your book?
You know, it's been amazing because I've been on so many Catholic radio shows because we know Catholics understand fasting because of Lent. And one person said to me on one of the shows, they said, you seem to be enjoying this fast like you want to do it. And I said, you can't fast out of guilt. You have to fast out of conviction. You see, Steve, I believe when Jesus said in Matthew 17, some things only happen by prayer and fasting. You couple those two spiritual disciplines together and you'll see breakthrough. You'll see the demonic come out just like that father did in his little boy. And many of us are struggling because we can't get that breakthrough with our prayer. Our prayers seem to be hitting the ceiling. What if you considered fasting? Because here's what I love to say. If I can learn to discipline myself in my flesh with food, I can learn to discipline myself in other areas that the enemy's attacking me with. So for me, fasting is food. I don't believe it's social media or the internet or Netflix. Those are wonderful things to give up. But they're fast, literally in the original language. In Greek, it means shut your mouth. In Hebrew, it means no food. So when Jesus is telling us to fast, or the Old Testament is teaching us to fast, I believe it's a food fast because I'm struggling with my flesh. Right now, I'm fasting. You know, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm hungry, to be honest with you. Not starving yet, but I'm hungry. Now's when I press in. Now's when I'm praying. I see my miracle right in front of me that I'm asking God for, and I'm warring in my flesh and my spirit for my miracle breakthrough.
And of course, you're the expert on fasting. That's why you did the book. But I have fasted, mm-hmm. and I found that it does get easier. Mm-hmm. The first 3 or 4 days are the hardest.
Yeah.
After a while, your body kind of figures out.
Right. You will eat again eventually.
Yes. Or it starts using fat storage
right.
to live.
Yeah.
You're not going to really die. And also, it clears your mind. Mm-hmm. And there's so many good things that actually
Amen.
Come out of it.
Amen.
We're so used to eating junk food and eating anytime we feel like it, snacking, that it almost shocks the body in a way into being healthier.
Yeah.
But the main thing is the spiritual aspect because it's to press into God, mm-hmm. not just going without food, but an opportunity to press into God. And at least that's been my experience.
Well, you know, I believe that God wired us to fast. That's why our first meal is called breakfast, right? We're breaking our fast. I think our bodies need to eliminate toxins. I think we need to go on periods. And everyone knows right now intermittent fasting is kind of a hot topic on social media and all of these different intermittent fastings. To me, intermittent fasting is different than biblical fasting. And so everyone listening right now said, oh, I think I'll do an intermittent fast and pray. Hey, it's great that you want to do a physical fast. That's different. When I'm doing a biblical fast, literally my mind's thinking differently because I'm believing for spiritual breakthrough. Yes, the benefits of detoxing and the health of my body, but my focus isn't on my physical well-being, it's on my spiritual breakthrough. I think that's the difference between a physical fast or an intermittent fast and a biblical fast. Because I believe, please read the book. It's 21 days. I walk you through 21 miracles in the Bible and 21 fasts in the Bible. So literally, you're going to walk away after this book in 21 days knowing biblical stories of miracles and fast. One thing I do, Steve, I love is that every morning I meet the audience and I am their fasting coach. So I am a life coach. I've been a life coach for over 25 years. And I wanted to do something different because we all know we need accountability. We need to be, you know, someone walk with us through this. So I'm your fasting coach. So every morning on my website, TammyHotsonPillar.com, I'll meet you and I'll give you some tools and some tips and some training for that day. I want you to succeed. God wants you to succeed. And so if you have some accountability, you have someone coaching you and helping you, but you'll read fasting miracles. You'll read stories of how God brought people through fast. And I think you'll begin to see a pattern how we're no different than our Old Testament fathers and sisters, mothers, who struggled and God brought them through a fast back to an encounter with Him.
And that's the goal, isn't it?
Amen.
To have an encounter with mm-hmm. God. Not mm-hmm. to just do it as a religious thing,
right.
Because you're right. In fact, other religions do fasting mm-hmm, as well, mm-hmm. Or harm themselves in some ways to please the gods,
right,
shall we say.
Right.
Of course, that's not it at all, although mm-hmm. it is a scriptural principle. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so glad that you're taking leadership in trying to bring this truth back to the
right,
body of Christ.
Right.
I want to give you the last word.
Well, you know, I'm grateful, obviously, again, for you guys. But again, when Holy Spirit said to me, fast for miracles, I knew that he wanted me to do something that would press in deeper than just the natural realm. And I tell you right now, if you would take the time, I think the book is very helpful. It's a coaching book, step by step. I walk through the various fasts in the Bible and what you can fast from. I want to be your fast coach, but I want you to see your breakthrough. I want you to see your miracle. And I would love to pray with you. If anyone just wants prayer, you can actually, it's the name of the book, fastingformiracles@gmail.com. fastingformiracles@gmail.com. And we have a prayer wall at our church, and I'll put your prayer request in our prayer wall. I want to pray with you for your breakthrough. I want to pray for your miracle. So thank you for letting me share today.
And thank you for being my podcast today.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on YouTube and Rumble, as well as your favorite podcast app at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing to the newsletter at strangreport.com. In an upside-down world, there is only one way to stay grounded. Life is full of twists and turns, successes and setbacks. How can you reach your God-given potential and achieve your dreams? With over four decades of reporting on the move of the Holy Spirit around the world, Stephen E. Strang has firsthand experience of how the Holy Spirit has led him on a remarkable journey of faith and a successful life. In his new book, Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World, he will invest his true life lessons into the hearts of readers as he reveals his secrets to having a successful life led by the Holy Spirit. Go to booksbystevestrang.com to pre-order your copy today.